live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The King stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Get Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello, everybody. This is an amazing podcast, as you saw in the title. Literally, these guys are like, my dog won't listen. We paid these other trainers. It's a whole thing, right? And this is the number one reason why your dog is failing at home. And it doesn't matter if it's advanced, if it's basics, if you're frustrated, you're pulling your hair out. This is great for dog trainers. This is also really important for dog owners to understand the fundamentals. Also, guys, right now we are about 1,000 subscribers away on YouTube from 1 million subscribers. I just want to say thank you and give a big shout out to everyone who supported me throughout the years. And I ask you for this favor. I don't think I've ever asked anybody for a favor ever. If you guys want to hit that subscribe button, the link is in the description in the show notes. Get us closer to that 1 million mark. We're so close. I can taste it. Thank you again. If I've given you any value over the years, I don't think I've asked anybody for a favor ever. And I'm asking you for a favor to get us closer to that 1 million mark. We're so close. And this is more of a thank you than it is an ask. But if you could hit that subscribe button, we're so close. Thank you again. All of our other huge announcement, guys, England, New Zealand and Australia seminar tickets are live right now. Again, everything is going to be linked in the show notes. If you want your tickets, they will sell out. Make sure you get them. And there's an early bird special for those tickets, so you're going to save some money. So do not wait, because there's a good chance they won't be available. And if you want, you can save some money. Enjoy this podcast. Thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. No Bad Dog Army, number one dog training podcast. Almost 1 million subscribers on YouTube. We've been working freaking hard for years. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Enjoy.
Well, it's me and my girlfriend, Libby.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Yeah, so we have a 3.5-year-old, Luna. I had initially done her training by myself, mostly referencing to your videos.
Awesome.
And we actually, there is this one issue that I never knew how to fix, her prey drive. Like, she listens to everything we ask her to, but when she sees a squirrel and she takes off, there is nothing I can do there. I have the e-collar, the 280C No Bad Dog e-collar as well, and generally I put it on 8, and she listens perfectly. But when she sees a squirrel, I have to, like, turn it up to, like, 20, and it doesn't even bother her. And that's the only thing that scares me.
Okay. So a couple things. You have my e-collar, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And is the e-collar fit properly? Like, is it nice and snug against her skin?
Yes.
Okay. So when you're conditioning, you said that your dog is typically on, would you say, an 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, 6, 8, depending on where we are.
Okay, cool.
If it's inside the house, it's lower.
Okay, so when you're competing against things like squirrels, when you go from an 8 to a, let's say, I think you said, what, 20?
Yeah.
So that's only, I mean, it is a corrective level for most dogs. However, when it's a squirrel, you know, it may not be as corrective, right? So it's a lot of times it comes down to like a currency. I call it a currency game, right? So if you're using your remote collar and your dog is ignoring your remote collar, there's always a guideline and a step that you have to take to make sure that you're doing this right. First, the dog has been e-collar conditioned. Second, once the dog is e-collar conditioned, you also have to make sure that that the dog is feeling the remote collar, which is what I already asked you. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is making sure that you're at the right level. Because even when you correct a dog going after a squirrel, a 20 may not be enough to get the dog's attention, period.
So the thing is that, like, when I hit her with a 20, right, I can hear her, like, squeal.
Okay.
She feels it.
Okay.
But she doesn't want to return.
Well, that's good information. That's good information for me.
Oh, okay.
So what that means typically is the dog doesn't know. So two things. Realistically, the dog could just be fighting through it. I mean, I've seen that plenty of times where she feels it. She's just fighting through it because she wants the squirrel more than she wants to stop the correction. That happens.
Yeah.
So pleasure over pain there. She's picking the squirrel. The other thing is, and this is what I would definitely, you'd have to start checking immediately, would be the dog understanding the recall for sure. Because we've seen dogs go, oh man, this is uncomfortable, make it stop, and they don't know how. And so it could be a mixture of both. I'm screaming towards the high reward of the squirrel, the chipmunk, the mountain lion, whatever. And I don't know how to shut it off. And it could be, I've even seen dogs who haven't been conditioned on the remote collar super good. I've also seen, like I said, just pull right through to try to get to the squirrel, and they don't even know where it's. I mean, so there's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I can guarantee you that she has a perfect recall when she wants to listen. It's only when there is like major distractions that's when she ignores it.
Mm-hmm.
But like the overall recall is like she comes right to my hand and places like that's a recall. Like I ask her to come or ask her to hear. That's with no distractions. She sees a ball, or she sees a kid, or she sees a squirrel. Like, she doesn't charge on the kid per se, but then if there is a ball, they're playing with it. Her focus is there. And once her focus is on something, I can't get her back to me.
Yep. So I would start using the long line. So I think that maybe you've just jumped too early to the complete off leash.
Yeah, and I honestly haven't trained her on leash, and that's Libby's problem too. Like, she can't take her on leash walks because she pulls on leash. Generally, completely made her an off leash dog, and we actually moved from like a condo to a house in Nagata, especially for her, and we have a big backyard, and there is a lot of squirrels in the backyard, and she crosses the backyard and goes kind of like, deep into the woods trying to chase a squirrel.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the steps that it's not just for your context, it's everyone's context. Like, you have to, the road to complete off leash reliability and control is the step of the long line. So you do on leash training, e-collar conditioning, which would be place, recall just on a short leash, and then you start moving to the long line. And the long line step is crucial. And if you don't do the long line step, then in my opinion, like, what you're asking me, I would just say that you haven't done the full e-collar conditioning stages. So it makes total sense why you're still not 100%. The long line is that really level of clarity for the dog in the process of remote collar conditioning. So if you haven't done that, then that's probably one of the biggest reasons why you're still not 100%. So the long line is, let's say she goes out and you tell her to come and she doesn't, and maybe she's too stimulated to feel the remote caller, know what it is, know where it's coming from. Your very, very, very baseline communication skills is going to be your leash. And the fact that you haven't done any leash training with her is a big reason why you're still dealing with what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. So like you put her on a 20-foot long line, she peels, and I would go towards, like, first I would do long lines in the yard. Come, good, come, good, come, she ignores you, pop. Make it really clear. Correction, come back. Correction, come back. Correction, come back. Right now, she takes off after the squirrel. Correction, she doesn't know how to close that gap. She doesn't know. What I tell people is show them the picture. You have to show them the full picture. It's like what athletes do. It's what actors will do. They study and study and study and study. When you nail your part, when you nail, you're really thinking about the whole process. And right now, you guys have jumped from A to D instead of A, B, C, D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you got to go back down to the long line, because that's like a very, 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 I talk about it in my course and in my other videos. Like, it's a very, very big part of the e-collar conditioning. Can you get away with not doing it? Yeah, sometimes, but it's a fundamental. And when somebody says, hey, I did the e-collar training without one of the fundamentals and it's still not working, to me, it's a very easy thing to go back and say, okay, well, we need to readjust here.
Okay.
So while training on the leash, I guess, what should we, I don't know if you have videos on that. I actually have not looked at some of the stuff online.
Uh-huh.
Is there a video that shows specifically, like, for on-leash training, like, what are some of the steps that we would need to do? Because some of the times, I think when we were living in the condo, we had to have her on leash all the time. So we tried a couple of different things. I know we did the prong collar.
And we have the martingale.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like, I don't know. I thought it was too challenging for me still. Like, sometimes I would try and I don't know if I was doing it right or not. So then I just gave it back kind of to Manny.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I guess what would you suggest to, like, start off with her? Here we have a little more space, so it's, like, nice because we can go on the street and it's a little more calm and we don't have to worry about, like, it, like, if anything should go wrong, I would say, like, it's easier for us to kind of control her. Yeah, there's less traffic, so it's... We could essentially, like, go around the blocks and stuff. And she does pretty well and she's friendly, so we're not too concerned. I just want to know, like, what I guess you would suggest for leash training with her.
Mm-hmm. And just in general, or is there a specific context? Just leash training in general?
Just to start. Yeah, I would say just as a starter. I mean, right now our biggest concern is she just pulls, at least for me, is just she'll try to be the, like, she's just pulling everywhere.
She walks forward on leash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've taught her the heel off leash and she listens off leash, but on leash is a little bit of a challenge. And I generally do not think that it was a problem for me per se, because I want her to be off leash. But when we take her to the city and, like, she likes to go everywhere with the dog and we want to go to the city with the dog, and getting her on leash is a little bit of a challenge.
But anywhere, I wouldn't say just on the city, like, even here is what I'm saying. Like, she'll just pull. So it's not just anywhere else. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's also another really big piece to off leash training is on leash is your foundation, your basics, your baseline communication. Your off leash is then the advanced pieces. That's your, there's no other better way to put it, but advanced, right? That's like the next step for you guys. So for anybody. And so if you have a dog and you haven't really done a lot of, let's say, on leash training, like, that's your fundamentals, right? Like, that's your basics. So you have to make sure that when you are working on leash, you're developing your communication skills like this. You would go, for an example, you'd say place, and the dog said either no or hey, what is that, right? So there's like a fork in the road here that happens. What's place? Or I don't want a place because there's a chipmunk on the window, whatever. Your job is to guide them and use your leash to put the dog into a place, right? So you use your leash pressure or you use a correction to say, you know, place is place or whatever. And so once you start doing this, your relationship starts to really come alive, right? Where the dog's like, oh, A or one, this is what place is. B or two, oh, I have to place even if I don't want to. And this is your so this is the principles that you'll be working on when you're developing your relationship and your training. So again, if you're skipping this vital step of leash training, you're skipping like going to first, second, and third grade and jumping right into high school. And so you're like, wait, I don't even know the alphabet. I don't even know the basics, right? My colors. Like, you have to have the on-leash communication, because the communication builds relationship. And so that's why when she takes off leash and you haven't really showed her the picture fully of what you want and what this all means, it makes total sense why she's going, ah, this sucks, but I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So your on-leash training is your foundation. Sit, place, come, down, leave it, heal. And the leash is the very first step in all of that. Then once you develop other things like off-leash stuff, you have a base, right? You've already carved out what these things mean. And of course, your relationship also is just better because of, oh, I know what this is, right? So anyway. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it sounds to me like you guys are making very common mistakes, and what you're dealing with makes total sense, right? Where it's like you're dealing with, well, my dog doesn't listen off leash, but then I'm also like, all right, tell me a little bit about your basics and your foundation. It's like, oh, well, we didn't do any of that. You know, and it's like, okay, well, that's a problem. You know, that's a problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's definitely easier and it's out of convenience. So obviously that, I think that's one of the reasons why it feeds into like the not leash training. And then also, because she does well. I feel like when we do have her off leash, if she sees someone, like, we'll like get her attention really quick, and she'll, I think in certain scenarios, right?
So like when she sees something, so if I have control over her, like if I have her attention, if she's doing the obedience, like Luna come, Luna stay, she's in that zone, she doesn't charge. If she sees something first, everything goes out of the window.
That makes sense. Like going back to the basics and having her on the leash and knowing,
Well, it makes sense.
Sorry, the other thing that we try, to replicate the scenario is that I will ask Libby to like hold a toy and kind of like gain her attention. Well, she loves the toy. She's a Malinois. She will die for the toy. She like give her the like kind of act like she's going to throw the toy. And I ask her to come. It takes her like 5-6 seconds to understand and a few e-collar correction to even be motivated to come to me. But if I have the toy, she will do all of the steps on her own. I wouldn't even have to ask.
So, you know, two different scenarios really, but it makes, I mean, what you're saying makes sense. I just think with Luna, it's, you know, I think you just got, you, it make, everything that you've told me makes sense. And I think you have to go back down to the basics on, you know, what you're doing here.
So I have a question regarding that. So let's say we do the leash training at our house. So how does this establish, I suppose? So obviously, like, we have our property that we would let her out on to pee and poop and stuff like that. When would we, like, how often, I guess, would we have her training on the leash? Like, let's say, because right now she is pretty free, like, in our backyard. Do we have to restrain her from that? Or is it only when we go out? Or, like, how would you suggest us going about doing leash and off-leash at home or in our yard? Or
excuse me. Yeah, good question. So there's yeah, good question. There's context to all this, right? So there's, if your dog is going to be off leash in the backyard, running around, having fun, being a dog, then no training is better than bad training. So I would be not asking for off leash recalls until you're prepared. I would not be asking for off leash obedience until you're prepared. But if she's off, your dog's allowed to be off leash, you just have to be very mindful about what you're asking your dog to do, right? Like, so if your dog doesn't, again, have a good recall off leash, or there's a good chance that when you do say come and the dog says no, you're going to fail. These are bad. So, and then when you start working on, okay, we're going to put the dog on a long line, we're going to let the dog out. If the dog doesn't listen, we're going to correct the dog because the long line's on, so on and so forth. So you have to really develop, and again, connect the dots. That's what you're trying to do here. You're connecting the dots to make sure that your dog understands clearly what's appropriate and what is inappropriate. So let's just say again, you say, Luna, come, the dog doesn't come, and she's off leash. And now she's play bowing you outside because she thinks this is a game, and you're like, oh crap. So then you have to go out, and then you have to grab her and whatever. So it's all just context. She can be off leash, but just be mindful and realistic with what you ask the dog to do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Okay. So ideally, like, you know, when we ask her to come and she chooses not to come, we have an alternative correction method, not just the e-collar.
Yeah. Once you allow your dog, it's just like kids or literally anything in life, right? It doesn't matter if you're an employee, it's your partner. Hey, can you please clean up the dishes? I don't have time. Yeah, sure. They don't do it. Hey, can you do this? And so your confidence goes completely down with somebody once they say, I'm going to do this, or, hey, can you do this? And then they say yes, and then they don't. It's like, I don't really have a lot of confidence in you anymore because every time I ask you to do something, you don't do it. Right. So, So yeah. So if you tell your dog to come and they don't, that's a problem. Like that's a big problem because now you've allowed your dog to basically blow you off and everything that you do is, optional, which is a problem. All those things are a problem. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Because then, so again, like, let's say you're off leash. Right in the backyard, yeah. And you say, Luna, come. And she's like, I'd rather not. Right? You go, come. And she says, no. You either shut the door, go back inside, or you go out and grab her, you chase her around. And she's like, okay. So when you tell me to do something, there's this option, right? There's this option that is in play here. So it's optional to come. And if I have something else more important going on out here, I'm not going to come. If I feel like I've already ran around the yard and I've smelled everything and nothing else is going on and I want to come inside for a cookie, then the dog may come inside. But that's not the best way to communicate, because now you go outside and she sees a squirrel. And so now she's outside, she sees a squirrel and she's completely off leash and you say, come. She said, no, I'm not coming. There's a squirrel, right? So,
Live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The king stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Get Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantande products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
But yeah, so having her come off leash, like when I ask her to come, and her not coming happens probably once out of like 100 times. And yeah, so this is why I get confused, right? Like when I think of her outside of leash, I think of her as like a trained dog. When I ask her to come, it doesn't matter if I have treat, reward in my hand, she always comes. It's only when, like, you know, there is a squirrel. So this has been my problem. Like, I have looked for videos online on how to kill that. Like, I don't want to kill the prey drive, but I want to be able to control her during that prey drive, and nothing really shows up, or there is no clear videos, or there is no clear explanation online on how to do this. And just to give you a context though, like I had gotten a trainer from in Connecticut. I would paid a huge money to basically have the recall be 100% all the time on the leash, but then they said yes at the start, and then they said that it cannot be done. So and we kind of gave up on that training.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would give up on that training too. If somebody says, hey, we're going to guarantee this, you get paid, and then they say, no, just kidding, it's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
So, but that's just business. That's not dog training. Like, that's not a dog training question. That's just, I hired these people and I probably shouldn't have. And hopefully you learned it. But going back to your thoughts on that, like, I'm telling you that you're wasting your valuable time and your potential money if you're looking for a video for my dog chases squirrels and they don't come back, because what you're actually missing is I can tell you right now that you're missing your foundation. We've never leash trained my dog. Hey, think about this. Go objectively and look at this. Zoom out and go, Tom, we've never leash trained our dog, and when they see a squirrel off leash, they don't come back. Of course they don't. Like, to me, that is, the sky is blue and the grass is green. It's very, very simple. You have to go back down to leash training. Then you have to, so the process is this: on leash training basics, long line, advanced, e-collar, Yoda. You went skip step one, skip step two, Yoda, but your dog isn't Yoda. You are comparing. Here's what you're doing. You're comparing your unrealistic recalls with nothing going on, and you have a false hope that your dog is going to recall off of a squirrel off leash. Those are two separate things. That's like me sparring in front of the mirror and then saying I'm going to go fight Mike Tyson or something. Like, that's they're two separate things. One is reality and one isn't. So to me, it's not that it's not that you're doing the training wrong currently. It's you don't have anything, you don't have foundation to support the training you're doing. That's why you're failing. You're continuing to build a house without the foundation and it's crumbling, and you're going, I don't understand. I did everything right. The shutters, the paint, I did all the nice appliances. And I'm like, you don't have a foundation. It's going to crumble every time. It doesn't matter if you park a Lamborghini or you hire the best trainer to give you and give him the most money. You can't succeed without a foundation. Your dog doesn't know what they're supposed to be doing under that context, and you haven't showed them the way. So to me, like, I understand, I understand the frustration. I understand the hard work that you do for your money and the people that you've paid. But the reality is the easiest thing right here, guys, is to look at, you don't have a foundation to support the goals that you have. So to me, it makes total sense why your dog isn't listening off leash. Total sense. That's not really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go out with a long line and a prong collar or a plastic pinch collar. Get around some squirrels. Ditch the e-collar for now. The dog takes off. You say come. She flips you off like she always does, and she corrects herself on the long line, and then she knows really clearly.
But so the thing is, like, if I have a long line and she charges with the pinch collar or the prong, wouldn't it kind of like How do I hold the long line is my question. Like, do I let it loose and let her correct herself when she charges? Because it kind of feels like she might topple over. It
yeah,
happened
don't
once.
don't give her too much freedom there. Like, don't give her a 20-foot long line. Just give her a little bit of that leash and then correct her. Don't let her go. Don't let her run full speed and at 20 mm-hmm. feet and then correct herself. She'll fly off the hinges there for sure.
Yeah. So just have her 7, 8, 10 feet and.
Yeah. And then correct her. But you can also start preparing for the leave it that you're or the recalls that you're doing off of other things, right? So again, you haven't done the proper recall things yet. Like, you haven't done any of that at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just you're completely jumping out of the hangar here without a parachute. Like, you've done it wrong, right? So you have to do your directional changes. So you go out in a long line and you start doing directional changes. So you turn, say come, if the dog doesn't, correction. You turn, come, the dog doesn't, you do a correction, come, and you're continuing to what I do, like a tap and turn type thing. And you got to start doing that. And then you start getting around some distractions and you say come, correction, come, correction. So the dog knows that, again, a fundamental level. Mm-hmm. When you say come, she has to come unless she's going to get corrected. Then you start doing your e-collar conditioning, and then you do the long line and the e-collar. And if the e-collar, so you say come, she sees the squirrel, she doesn't listen. You're not ready. The e-collar training is, you're not ready for that yet, because she's telling you very clearly she doesn't know what to do. She runs after mm-hmm. a squirrel. You tell her come. You correct her hard enough to where she's vocalizing, and she still doesn't come back. To me, that's not my dog is stubborn. It's your dog doesn't know what to do, and you haven't mm-hmm. done the training to prove to your dog what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when, let's say we train her on the leash, and how long after would we move on to the e-collar conditioning? So it would be when she's fully paying attention on, or how would we, I guess, how would we know when we're ready for the next step?
Good question. Once you get recalls consistently without any corrections or pressure. So once my dog is on the long line and I'm getting recalls off of very high value, very high stimulating things, squirrels, chipmunks, other dogs, once I am getting those recalls without the correction or pressure, then I am moving to just e-collar and I'm dropping the long line.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because right now I think we do, when we do have her on the leash, it's we'll use both, or we'll use whatever we can use to try to keep her back. So that's good information to not mix the two, I guess, until she's listening only on the leash. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Do you have any questions for me?
I'm thinking. I'm like, what else does she do? I guess what would be best for the pulling? So if she's pulling me, would you suggest a prong, or would you suggest one over any leash over the other?
I would suggest teaching the dog how to heel. So it's the same mm-hmm. principle. My dog won't come back because they don't know recall. My dog won't mm-hmm. walk nicely because they don't know heel. So, mm-hmm. but to answer your question, the prong collar is going to be safer to teach a dog how to walk nicely, on the leash in general, because it's just a safer collar. You don't have to worry about force. You don't have to worry about the dog choking themselves out. mm-hmm. So I would start off with the prong, yes. But again, you're going to see the same sequence and the same format here. This is a big part of dog training. This is a big part of my life as a professional. Is anytime somebody has a problem with their dog, typically 99% of the time, it's because they don't have the basics, right? They don't have, you want your, I call it the stop it syndrome. You want your dog to stop doing something. I want my dog to stop ignoring me when I tell him to come, and I want my dog to stop pulling me more on walks. But the answer is, and the sustainable thing to do is teach your dog a good recall and teach your dog how to walk nicely. It's not to stop them from pulling, because you're not going to mm-hmm. do that. Just like you're not going to stop your dog's prey drive, right? You're not going to, the breed mm-hmm. isn't, it's not going to stop. You're going to be able mm-hmm. to teach them what recall is and what heel is. So again, it's like same exact thing. We haven't taught our dog to walk nicely on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
How do I stop my dog from pulling? It's like, mm-hmm. you really can't, right? So, and again, yeah. You know, I'm not trying to be crude on this, but that's the, you know, I want you guys to be successful. And I also don't want to tell you what you want to hear. I want to tell you what you need to hear. And the reality is if you want to have a sustainable, well-trained dog, think about it. When people come to the house, I have a good place, which means go to your bed, and I have a good down, and they're not going to move. So anybody can come over, the dog's going to stay there. If my dog has a really good heel and I go for a walk, it doesn't matter if there's an elephant or a lion behind us, the dog is going to be in a heel. Same thing with recall. If I tell my dog to come and they're chasing 14 wild squirrels on wild boars, I want the dog to recall, right? So to me, it just seems like, and guys, just so you know, this is very common for a lot of dog owners. And to me, it's exciting. I mean, in my shoes, because you're like, oh, we've been doing this all wrong. This is how to do it. And that's why you've probably been frustrated. So to answer your question, Libby, it's the prong collar is a great first collar to start off with a dog for safety reasons. However, if you're just putting the collar on and you're telling the dog that they can't pull, you will constant, because then what's going to happen is in 2 weeks, you're going to say, okay, the dog doesn't pull as much, but I constantly have to correct the dog. I constantly have to pull the dog back, correct the dog, pull the dog back, correct the dog, etc. But because the dog doesn't know heel. So anyway, you just have to be mindful of that.
Okay. And there's videos on how to heel. Okay. I'm like, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. So teach her how to heel first.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that all makes sense. I guess like the how-to piece is like where I get lost. I'm like, I don't know how to do this. This is my first dog ever. So I feel like everything is new. So I like, I feel like I don't really know what's like right or like how to, and because she's so big, it's obviously a little more intimidating for me because I don't want to go out with her by myself. I get scared that if she sees another dog, she's going to charge, or I'm just trying to pull her and I'm like, am I hurting you now? Like, so it's just, it's a very uncomfortable situation for me sometimes. So I always make Fanny come with me, but I would like not to, because she is really friendly and she likes to, like, so just to try to have a better communication with her is definitely the goal for me and have her listen, which honestly, throughout the year, she has a little bit more than she did when I first met her.
Good.
But still, it's just, and I think I feel more comfortable in general with her. Like, I think initially it was more just like a little scared, and I don't know if she could sense that.
For sure.
I remember like not being able to like hold her, or I would let her go and let her do whatever she wanted. So I think she probably knew that. Now it's a little different. I think I'm a little more prepared. I've spent more time with her, so it is a little different.
100%. 100%. But listen, here's the thing, and I want to reiterate this, is I totally understand where you're coming from with the frustration of paying other people to guarantee something to then just say no, or your dog do things in practice and then not be successful in reality, like chasing the squirrel off leash, getting corrected but not coming back. But a lot of dog owners' problem is exactly what we're going over, is my dog, how do I stop my dog from pulling? You have to teach him how to heel. How do I stop my dog from chasing a squirrel and not coming back? You have to have a really good recall. What you guys haven't done is you're just missing those steps in between. And that's what we've covered in this conversation so far, to keep, to make sure that your training is realistic and is sustainable. Because again, I don't want to say, put a correction collar on your dog, correct them when they do something, because then you're going to be having to do that your whole life. The reality is, and the right thing to do, in my opinion, is to teach the dog how to behave. So instead of you can't pull, it's here's how to walk nicely. And so being a first-time dog owner, if you will, for you, is it's very common for people to say, I have a dog and I want to stop all of the symptoms, right? I don't want the dog to pull. I don't want the dog to ignore me. I don't want the dog to jump. But it's not going to be an off switch. It's going to be here's the things I want you to do. Here's the things I don't want you to do. And you have to teach them that foundation first. And it, you know, it sucks, because basically what it means is you know, you have to put in a lot of work to get a well-trained dog. You know, to get a well-trained dog to just live cohesively with us humans, especially a dog that has drive and a dog that has, you know, very animalistic primal instincts. It's not easy to just say, oh, hey, animal, that's you, hey, wolf, that's walking around my house. I want you to listen to everything I say, regardless if there's squirrels running or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's what you're dealing with is extremely common. And now is like, it's time to turn the page and go, okay, what can we do realistically here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't have any other questions either.
Okay. So here's some homework. So for the recall, what you're going to do is you're going to make, I mean, I always say the kiss analogy, make it, keep it simple, stupid, right? So what you do is you work on the recall inside. So long line inside, Luna come, she comes, you pay her. Break, Luna come, she comes, you pay her. Then what you start doing is say, okay, we're going to stay inside, but we're going to up the ante. So Libby, what you can do is you can have a handful of treats, food. She's eating, this is what I call a contact recall. So this is a first step, right? These are steps that you guys have missed. These are mandatory, in my opinion, to get a real...
Well, I did all of those looking at your video. I watched every single recall video that you have done. And I do think that we have that foundation. And she's also does the recall without the treat at the moment.
Is she recalling off of the treats that she has access to?
Yeah, she does recall without the treats too.
No, is she recalling? Without... Is she recalling off of the treats?
Sorry, I don't understand.
I'll explain. So what I was saying is what Libby can do is have a handful of really high value food, right? So when we talk about motives for dogs, there's going to be a scale, right? So just like with humans, will you show up for this talk for $100? No. Would you show up for $500? No. Would you show up for 10 G's? Yeah. Okay. So it's the same thing with dogs. Will you come back for X, Y, and Z? These are currency games. So what I was saying is you have Libby or you, it doesn't matter. You guys have a handful of high value things. Yeah. And she goes to it and she's eating and she's chewing and she's licking and she's trying to access these things. You're not going to give her access to the full thing. She's just going to
While she's eating.
Correct. I mean, correct.
Oh, okay. Then, I did not start to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm explaining it. So like when you say Luna come, this is the first step. She will likely, because of her history, say, nope, this is way more valuable. Then you correct her. So again, showing her, so this is what I was saying, is showing her these pictures of, if you have, it doesn't matter what's in front of your face when I tell you to come, A, you have to come, and B, you're going to get corrected if you don't on the long line. So this is the steps that you didn't take. So
so maybe you're not doing tug, we call her.
Like correct.
While you're doing
correct.
Tug and then
so exactly. Okay. If she, so here's a test. If she can't recall off of somebody else holding a thing of food inside, the first time, and think about this, the first time, so let's say you have her favorite treats. She's licking, she's eating. It's chicken, it's turkey, it's food. She's so excited. She's like, this is the best day ever. You say, Luna, come. If she does not recall the first time you say come, you have zero shot at her recalling off of a squirrel off leash outside.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Yeah.
So these are the steps that you didn't take. And that's why you're in where you're at. So that's one. And you can take that exercise and manipulate it however you want. Okay, now we're going to get a tug, or now we're going to get a prey pull, and then we're going to go outside, and then we're going to get the other dog, you know, whatever. So again, like the final step is going to be off leash, no corrections. So then for heel, for an example,
just a follow up question. Mm-hmm. So when she is, let's say that she's playing tug with mommy, I am trying to recall her and she's on the long line with a prong at home.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And the correction is supposed to be till she comes. Like, do I have to pull her to me or?
Nope. So it's going to be, so with the prong, it's going to be pop, release, pop, release, pop, release. And you're not going to repeat your commands. Come, come, come. You're going to say, Luna, come.
No.
She's going to say no, because she's got more value. That's her MO right now, because you haven't walked her through this. She's going to say no. and then you're going to correct her with the prong. So when I tell you to come, you're going to get corrected if you don't. Mm-hmm. And that's again, these are the things that, you know, you just have missed. So same thing with heel. Teach fundamentally. On leash with the prong collar, you're going to take 3 steps forward. Good heel, break. The moment she crosses your leg, you're going to correct. That's a more simplistic thing, but you got to start working on those things first. But those are some homeworks, the pieces of homework for you.
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Okay. So start there. Again, like everything that you're dealing with is very common. It all makes complete sense to me as an expert. Hey, Tom, we haven't done these things. No leash training, no steps. We've kind of skipped everything. The dog's failing. Okay. So, yeah. You just tried to do it, you know, this way, and it makes sense why it doesn't work. Now we need to go back down to the basics and proof all these things out before we ask the dog to recall off of a squirrel completely off leash. We need to make sure that the dog can recall inside with just food. And if you don't have that, then you're going to fail.
Mm. Yes.
So
yeah.
That's where we're starting.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Anything else?
No, I don't think we have any more questions. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Have a good day, guys. Good luck. Remember get back down to the basics. And Libby, I have tons of things on YouTube for free that you can start checking out.
Thank you. Yes, I will definitely do that. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, guys. Good luck. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Live on DAZN Worldwide.
Saudi Arabia.
Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern. Canelo versus Skull. The king stakes his legacy once more for the undisputed crown. Standing in his way is Warrior Skull, undefeated and poised to decimate the division on a knockout weekend of boxing.
Let's make history.
Get Canelo versus Skull, Saturday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, live exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.